Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Ankur Desai. A US blockade of Iranian ports has come into force as Tehran warns of retaliation and standing firm.
They believe they can outwait this. The Gulf states will pressure the US to get the strait open again. The global community will before Iran has to yield.
Also in the newsroom.
Pope Leo said things that are wrong. I think he's very weak on crime and other things.
Donald Trump attacks the Pope and then posts an AI image of himself online before later deleting it. We bring you the reaction of the pontiff.
I do not look at my role as being political. I don't want to get into a debate with him, and I will continue to speak out loudly.
And
tend to think that you see the best and the worst of people dealing with the public, especially as a cab driver. You do see the best and the worst. And some people can be more than generous and other people the opposite.
The taxi test being used by leading language app in job interviews, where the cab driver could have a say on whether you get the job. We've got all of that and more to follow after this World News update.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. A US blockade of Iranian ports has come into force after the failure of peace talks between the US and Iran at the weekend. Iran says it will retaliate. Here's our diplomatic correspondent, James Landell.
The question, of course, is how hard the Americans are prepared to enforce this blockade. It's one thing to seize and board, say, an Iranian tanker, but are the Americans really going to seize, for example, a Chinese tanker carrying Iranian oil to China? Because many would see that as an act of piracy in itself against international law. Most countries have made it very clear that they do not support this US action. This is a military action designed to have a diplomatic result.
In the United States, the Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell has said he'll step down from the House of Representatives. He's been under pressure to do so amid accusations of sexual misconduct. Peter Bowes reports from Los Angeles.
In a statement, Eric Swalwell apologised and said he must take responsibility for what he called mistakes in judgment that he made in his past. He said he planned to fight the serious false allegations made against him and he would resign from Congress rather than be distracted from his duties while defending himself. The Democrat has been accused of misconduct by several women, ranging from sexual harassment to rape. Mr. Swalwell had been one of the leading contenders to become the next governor of California. When the allegations emerged last week, his political allies were quick to say he should drop out of the race.
Donald Trump has deleted from his social media platform an AI-generated image depicting him as a Jesus-like figure. It sparked a fierce response from both sides of the US political spectrum. Aline McBall reports.
Overnight, President Trump posted an AI-generated image of himself bathed in golden light, apparently healing a sick man. To many, there was little doubt about what he was trying to portray, but he's now said it was a doctor and not Jesus. As he got off a flight, though, he did also launch a scathing verbal attack on the Pope. It's a reaction to the Pope's clear and vocal opposition to the war in Iran throughout recent weeks. After a backlash, President Trump has now deleted the AI image he posted. It's clear that even for some of his previously most fervent supporters, in this confrontation, he may have overstepped the mark.
Reports from Brazil say the fugitive former intelligence chief Alexandre Ramazing has been arrested in the United States. Mr. Ramazing fled Brazil in September after he was convicted of plotting a coup with the former president Jair Bolsonaro. He was sentenced to 16 years. Mr. Bolsonaro was convicted alongside him and is serving a 27-year sentence. World News from the BBC. A BBC investigation in the Punjab province of Pakistan has revealed dangerous practices in a government-run hospital that experts warn risks spreading viruses such as HIV. After a reported HIV outbreak among children at the Tonsa Hospital last year, officials promised a crackdown. The government also intervened and brought in tighter standards. But secret undercover filming inside the children's ward has subsequently shown used syringes being inserted into medicine vials, which are then used to treat other children. The Punjab government said there was no firm evidence linking the source of the city's HIV outbreak to the hospital. A former Nigerian oil minister has appeared in a British court to deny asking for or taking bribes. Dinaze Alison Madueke told the court she had instead tried to push back against corruption. On trial with her are a Nigerian oil industry executive and her brother, Doye Agama. The opposition candidate in Benin's presidential election, Paul Umpe, says his opponent, his finance minister, Romuald Wagdani, has won. Mr. Wagdani had been the clear favourite, Thomas Nardi reports.
Paul Hukwi, the only remaining opposition candidate, said that early results point to a win for Finance Minister Romuald Wagdani. His victory was widely expected after the main opposition party, the Democrats, failed to get enough lawmakers to endorse a candidate of his own. Benin is one of West Africa's most stable democracies, but despite recent economic gains, the country continues to grapple with poverty and attacks by militants. Provisional results are expected on Tuesday.
State media in North Korea says Pyongyang has test-fired more missiles from a naval destroyer. It's the latest in a string of recent launches. BBC News.